ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter Number 8, Text Number 24. Yarhi Angana Dashaniya Kumara Lilo Anta Vraje Tat Abalaha Pragrahita Puchaihi Vatsaihi Itahatataha Ubhau Anukshramanau Anukshramanau
Anukshramanau
Prekshayantaha
Prekshayantaha
Ujjita
Ujjita
Graha
Graha
Jarhushu
Jarhushu
Hasantyaha
Hasantyaha
Yaryangana Darshaniya Kumara Leela
Yaryangana Darshaniya Kumara Leela
Vantabraje Datatma Balaha Pragrataihi Puchaye
Vantabraje Datatma Balaha Pragrataihi Puchaye
Vatsairitatstata Ubhavanu Krishyamanu
Vatsairitatstata Ubhavanu Krishyamanu
Prekshantya Ujjita Gruha Jahusu Prasthasantya
Prekshantya Ujjita Gruha
Yarhi Angana Darshaniya Kumara Leela Avanta Brajedat Bala Pragrahita Puchhaihi Vatsairitastata Ubhavanu Krishyamano Prekshantya Ujjita Gruha Jasurushu Asantya
Prekshantya Ujjita Gruha Jasurushu
Asantya Yagi Angana Darshaniya Kumara Leela
Yagi Angana Darshaniya Kumara Leela
Vanta Vrajetad Balaha Pragrahitahi Puchhaihi
Vanta Vrajetad
Vatsairitastata Ubhavanu Krishyamanu
Vatsairitastata Ubhavanu Krishyamanu
Prekshantya Ujjita Gruha Jyotrushu Hasantya
Prekshantya Ujjita Gruha Jyotrushu Hasantya
Yahi
Yahi
When Angana Darshaniya
Angana Darshaniya
Visible only to the ladies within the house. Kumara Lilo.
Kumara Lilo.
The pastimes of Sri Krishna and Balaram.
The pastimes of Sri Krishna and Balaram.
Exhibited as children. Antahavraje.
Antahavraje.
Within the inside of Raja.
In the house of Nanda Maharaj.
Thus, at that time, Abalaha,
all the ladies,
Pragrahita Puchaihi,
the ends of their tail,
having been caught by Krishna and Balaram, Vatsaihi,
by the cows,
Itaha Tataha.
Here and there,
Ubhau, both Krishna and Balaram, Anukrishyamanau, being dragged,
Prekshantya,
Seeing such things. Ujjita. Giva. Grahan. Their household affairs. Jarhushu. Enjoyed very much. Asantaha. While laughing. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Within the house of Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd ladies would enjoy seeing the pastimes of babies Rama and Krishna. The babies would catch the end of the cow's tail and the cows would drag them here and there. When the ladies saw these pastimes, they suddenly stopped their household activities and laughed and enjoyed the incidents. While crowding in curiosity, Krishna and Balaram would sometimes catch the ends of the tails of cows. The cows, feeling that someone had caught them, they would begin to flee here and there. And the babies would hold on very tightly, being afraid of how the cows were moving. The cows, seeing that the babies were holding them tightly, would also become afraid. Then the ladies would come to rescue the babies and gladly laugh. This was their enjoyment. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantamsya He Krishna Karna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhamsate Devi Brahmahe Jayaripre Vancha Kalpatarupyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yaryanganagar Shri Anina Kumara Leela Vanta Vraje Tadabalaha Pragrtahi Pachaihi Vatsaihi Ritastataha Ubhavan Krushyamano Prekshanti Ujjita Graha Jurhushu Hasantya. Within the house of Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd ladies would enjoy seeing the pastimes of babies Ram and Krishna. The babies would catch the ends of the cow's tail and the cows would break them here and there. When the ladies saw this pastime, they suddenly stopped their household activities and laughed and enjoyed the incidents. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that this is another example of how fear is used in Krishna's service. Yama krodha kama pranaya sahajadi bhiti. Bhiti means bhaya or fear. In this particular verse, the purport, which is realized by the great acharyas, is to be understood that it's an incident, generally, in Indian, even those who are the villagers, those who are tending the cows, they have a common feeling. And the psychist said, in the backyard where the cows are generally tied up, Only in the bekari is antapur, means it is the inner court of the house where the ladies generally stay. And the ladies of the household want to see their children, you know, playing. So, as toddlers, Krishna and Balaram did not know walking yet. They are babies still. So, they will catch the tail of a calf. The cow is too big for them. So, generally, cows are there. But, if somebody holds the tail of a calf, he wants to move and go away. But these are the babies. So naturally, the fear which is caused by catching hold of a tail would make them move. And we saw in yesterday's verse that they would play in mud and mix with cow dung. So it's all slippery. And here, if the cows are being afraid and dragging them because they are holding the key, so is it a sledge or a kind of skiing? Of course, but they ski on their belly. Now, if the elders, the men elders, if they see, they would chastise. It is a totally an opposite reaction. But the ladies would enjoy. Because it is happening in the backyard. In the front, it doesn't happen like that. Otherwise, they get chastisement and the kids will be sent away back. Go, go, go. So, here it is. An enjoyable pastimes which only the ladies can experience, you know. They love this particular thing because they are doing their household activities. And but in the purport it is said that there is a natural fear inherent in this activity. You know, anywhere it may get, you know, the boys may get hurt. You know, so they will catch them anyway. Even their clothes and everything will become dirty because they are all, you know, tainted with the mud and everywhere there is mud. They would like to, but this power is a mixed power. That is called the rasa that is mixed with little fear and enjoyment. It's a mixed path. It's not a pure rasa. But regardless, you know, because it is happening only in a particular quarter of the house, you know, only those sections can enjoy. So, the ladies of the house, they were relishing with a sense of fear. They love this because it's an attractive movement that, look at them, they are naughty, but oh, something might happen to them because they, you know, when a calf, if somebody holds a tail, it starts jump on the hind legs and will start kicking. You know? But regardless, this is a transcendental situation. The cows are not going to kick Krishna, but at the same time they are holding, so as if the cows also are in fear. And the ladies also get some fear. You know? But nonetheless, even the fear is enjoyable by Lord Krishna and Balaram. They are not afraid. Right? So, such activity may cause fear in the heart of a devotee. But ultimate aim, that devotee will be attracted. And they end up laughing. There is no chastisement. So, you'll be able to come across all different pastimes with variegated bhavas or the mixed fillings which are under, say, yoga maya. And how it is looking like the most common activity. Queen Kunti is telling about that how wonderful, my dear Lord, that you act exactly like a human being. How wonderful. Yatha natya dham. Natya means acting. He's playing the part, but it is so much captivating because it is producing, you know, simultaneously fear, but it is enjoyable fear. Can fear be enjoyed? We might get a little glimpse. If somebody is not familiar with these pastimes, you know, it's difficult. But even in the villages in India, you'll find still these things are going on. Because they are tuned up with the pastime. But they don't have iota of the yogamaya covering. So many a times we see, they say in Vrindavan, still today, we do not criticize Brijvasis or their lifestyle. We do not. You know. And it is in Mayavadi Kuvarna, it is said that for Brijvasi, there is no guru. You know, actually Brijvasis are the gurus of the whole world. So how to understand this? These pastimes, they are so much familiar, because if we go in the remote places, you know, they love the devotees to come. They will give you madhukari, means alms, but at the same time they will want you to discuss this particular pastimes. That it is in their grain. It is in their grain. In Vrindavan, these pastimes are so much relished. They are sung and heard in a very, very musical way. And they use very loving words to express this. But it's for Brijvasis, not for the outsider. Because those who are not familiar with the village, country style, you know, cow-loving families, not cow-killing families, cow-loving families. There is no iota of any sense of harming. Rather, they are so much integral part of the society that these cowherd boys and girls and all, they are in complete harmony. They are not considering even the animals. Actually, this is their wealth. In so many places, you will hear about the Nanda Maharaj having 900,000 cows. He is the proprietor. He is the king of all the cows. Their lifestyle is so much in tune. Therefore, we should understand the tending cows. That is the profession that Krishna adopted. It's very, very sensible and most intelligent issue for developing the economy, because it was that system in Vedic style. And those who have inherited that lifestyle it was very preferred. Most of the Indians, 80% of India is still agricultural, and they are all familiar with this kind of settings. They enjoy living with the animals. The cows, they enjoy because they become integral part. And generally, every household would have few cows tied up in their backyard. They don't need big goshala. They don't have to set up dairies. They don't have to do anything. The cows would maintain. They have filled, so that, and the calves are, you know, castrated to become, bullocks, not the bull, but oxen. They till the field. Now, this is significant to hold dharma, uphold the dharma. Dharma is supposed to be the bull and mother is the cow. And we have read, even in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, about the necessity to protect the cow for sanity, for sensible economy. I mean, in Kali Yuga, it is by killing the cow, the economy is dependent. And people are not fond of tending the cows, but tending the dog. You know? Dog abhipalayantam, society is there. Not surabhir abhipalayantam, which is Krishna's hobby. But even ordinary, one which is totally inexpensive type of sports or, very easily available in harmony with the nature, this kind of enjoyment is available. Not expensive mechanism just for entertainment. You have so much industrial output. But a small household can depend upon for their enjoyment. Or easily, people who are so much advanced technically, they may think this is a stupid enjoyment. What is this enjoyment? But it is so harmonious, so much, innocent, there is no fault in it. Moreover, the quality of enjoyment is in mode of goodness. While entertainment industry is quality of enjoyment is more of passion. If the men want to rebuke or chastise, generally this is a psychology because they are overprotective. Their business is to protect women and children and old folks. So that's an ingrained psychology. If they see that they are playing right in front of them, hey, come on, buzz off. They will say something totally different. Because this is a sense of protection becomes predominant over the sense of enjoyment. So let the ladies within the backyard, keep on enjoying. They know it. But it won't, they would not simultaneously enjoy with the ladies are enjoying. So even though, such privacy of enjoyment is also there. And Krishna and Balaram can fulfill, the desires of both sections. So, in this way, we can understand that the most innocent way to enjoy is within these pastimes. And people adopted. They are still having the same devotional fervor, it's now getting difficult. If you have watched this particular video produced by BBC, no more secret. about 6-7 years back, they produce the ordinary household in villages that they were raising the cows. Now they are forced to send them to slaughterhouses. So there was a documentary produced by BBC and the title, No More Sacred. People are pathetic. Even in Vrindavan and nearby villages, this pollution has come. That corruption of the consciousness has come. Nanda Kishore Prabhu, he was in Brisbane, now he's in Vrindavan, working with the, a cow clinic. Cow clinic is operated by Kudmarupa Prabhu, one of our God brothers. So Nanda Kishore Prabhu was telling me about a year and a half, man. What a sad situation is happening. People can't raise, and they have been bombarded with so much advertisement that as soon as the cow stops giving milk, you better send them off because she is no any more economically viable. So people do not want to send, but they want to get rid of her regardless. So they choose in between process. So he said one time, one villager brought the cow to us and he told them that, oh, we are only treating this and keeping the sick cows. We can't take healthy cows because we have limited spaces and mouths. And you will underlay. And the person was so much insisting that he said, no, you have to take. And Nanda Kishore said, Prabhu, we can't. We don't have space. So he said, okay, all right. Then he went in the woods and broke the leg of the cow. He hit the cow and then came and dumped the cow at the gate. And Nanda Kishore was forced to take up that cow. This is very, very heinous. Instead of taking care of the cow, the whole corruption of the consciousness is going on. But we appreciate this still because there is no animosity, there is no jealousy or an inadvertent act which is not approved by a Shastra. All these feelings are expressed in such a natural way, natural consequences. Generally, city dwellers are not familiar with this thing. But because it's filled with, the innocent activities of a very enjoyable spirit, and the sight which has been, or the consciousness which has been developed and nurtured in centuries, even in Kali Yuga, in the beginning, it is so much wonderful. Prabhupada always desires that Varnashram Dharma should be based upon cow and bull, not otherwise. So now our International Society for Krishna Consciousness has given priority to this subject matter. Then it will make the total change in the consciousness if we take up to this particular process. It is so simple. Only thing we have to get ready for the hard times which are coming. Srimad Bhagavatam describes those hard times that people will be forced to go to the nature. Nothing is sustainable. Economy is not sustainable the way man is doing. Every time, every day, Yesterday we heard that Australian dollar fetches only 68 cents from US dollars. Yeah. But this is Surabhi Ravi Pale and Tamu. Lord Krishna is teaching right from the infant age that how much he loves the cows and how much enjoyment one can derive in total innocence, and it is nurturing the soul. Everything, every aspect about the cow is nurturing Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada would call milk is liquid religion. Religiosity. Liquid religion. Milk. The vegans don't consider religion aspect, so therefore they don't appreciate milk. They think we are hurting the cows. Of course, dairy farming putting the cows simply for milk production by giving them, the steroids and hormones just to, make them give more milk. Actually, that is farming, and it doesn't keep the cow happy. But this is the natural way, Every household has to depend upon his own little life. And what is the value of his life? That is dependent. What is his assets? How many cows he has? How many children he has? And how much land he has? These three things is the real asset upon which one can survive. So anyway, this is Kali Yuga, but the transcendental relishment that is derived, with a fearful nature is, an important thing that is said in the purpose. These boys can hold babies, toddlers, they can hold the tail of the cow tightly and want to play. So everybody can enjoy it, even though they might have fear. But regardless, the fear is not much important than the enjoyment. So ultimately they all they gladly laugh. This was their enjoyment. This was their enjoyment. So anybody has any question? Go ahead.
Maharaj, yesterday you were talking a little bit about your history. You said that you were in a certain temple and at this time and like that. So we were just wondering yesterday.
About Shinaji.
Yeah. We were just wondering yesterday that where did you meet the devotees? Was it in India or was it in the United States?
United States. 71 September.
We often speak about Varnashrama. What devotee living in the city, how they can relate with Varnashrama? We cannot keep cows and land.
How long will you stay in the city? How long?
So,
city temples would have to depend upon our rural communities. For preaching purposes, only things are required. So that much facility should be, you know, good enough. But the whole thrust is going towards the rural community, man. The way the markets are, you know, rolling under roller coaster, you know, where the produce will come. Prabhupada said, you are not going to exist on nuts and bolts. You know. It may take some time, but it is still taking chances. We have to make for future generation a solid foundation of pure Krishna consciousness based on agricultural and cow protection. Therefore, even in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said the best occupation for human being in Krishna consciousness is Krishi Gauraksha Vanijyam, Vaishya Karma Swabhavya. The business that depends upon agriculture and cow protection. That's it. Not cow killing, cow production, Vanijya.
So it looks like our existence in city has to be only turn our life for preaching success, nothing else. If, you know, we cannot protect, I mean, cows, you know, yeah. Also, so we just
or you promote, or you exist on the same products which are coming from our farm. So it's a mutual thing. The farm communities can have the cash, and you get the commodity.
Could you talk more on veganism? Could you talk more about veganism?
Vegans. The vegans are vegetarian. Are they really vegetarians?
Yeah, they don't take any.
I'm
vegan.
You're vegan.
They don't take any dairy or any.
Right, product. But they don't take any dairy product, including ghee. No ghee.
Honey.
Yeah, no honey.
Not honey even.
Yeah. Honey.
Okay.
Strictest vegans though.
No, devotees are into vegan. Even in 1985, 86. I was involved in Toronto, Canada. One of my godbrother was running a restaurant. But there were some compromises other way around, too. It's not that bad idea, you know. But vegans are... may not be able to appreciate the Lord Krishna's pastimes in stealing butter, probably the milk sweets and other enjoyments, you know, that Krishna was relishing as Maha Purusha, right? That Maha Maha. Because it is composed of varieties of sweets and pleasures. You know, if you see the recipes and the number of recipes and milk products, oh my God! Simply hearing the word will start melting your mouth. Yeah, but it should not be. Vegans have seen the dairy farming only. That's why their protest is good. But here, there is no necessity of any torture to the cow. This is probably, that's why, you know, such pastimes are not easily understood for those who are not familiar with the sin. Yeah. Even one cow will maintain one family. One cow will maintain one family. That is the nature. She is considered to be one of the mothers. And why can't you take the responsibility of that mother in Krishna conscious way? You know? The Shastras say, but their protest is towards the inhuman treatment. That's why they want to not partake in the products of India. But there will be so many other things that will be sold also be inhuman. Why only on eating? Why not in other aspects? Eating is not the only function or responsibility of the human being. So, but Krishna consciousness would cover an all-encompassing aspect. Hardly anything will be left, you know, which does not... I mean, 26 qualities will definitely dictate all aspects of every necessity to remain beyond the three modes of material nature. You know, these are all divine. Probably simply remaining vegan may not be able to make our life perfect. Do you think? By becoming vegan you will be perfect? Only one aspect will be perfect. Not totally. So that's alright. But it's a good protest, and we are also part of it. Devotees have started a vegan restaurant even in Melbourne. The vegan section is there. We received an email just about a couple of weeks back that one of the big name in the celebrities, she has given over $1 million to the vegan foundations. You know? Wow. Promote veganism. But we are interested nurturing every aspect of our consciousness. Every aspect. Where essentials of milk and ghee, they are necessary to develop. Srila Prabhupada said, we drink hot milk, so it will go right in the brain. Instead of, you know, wasting in the form of, you know, carnal desires. Because Udvareta. Udvareta is the name for one who is, you know, transforming the milk vitality into the, not into the semen, but into the highest intellectual power. You know, that is the milk. milk, ghee is considered to be, in Ayurveda, it is considered to be medicine. If you go and for a treatment, Tirtharaj Prabhu has gone, he will have to drink hot ghee for about, say, one liter in order to cleanse his entire thing. You know? The liver cleansing, everything will be done. You know? That is a process. Many, many devotees have gone. You know? I'm also gone.
Is that like 1 liter of ghee like every day for a whole month or something?
I don't think every day. But at least in the first...
I heard it was for quite a long period of time that you did it.
Maybe, that's all right. Nobody dies. But just drink it. They use olive oil here. Let me tell you this. You know, dip some salt and olive oil. With a twist of that bitter lemon or grapefruit. Oh, you did it. Okay. Yeah, that's called liver cleansing. But they give ghee. Why olive oil? Ghee is the best. Anything else?
Maharaj, how did you meet the devotees? How did you meet the devotees?
How did I meet the devotees? Well, what happened? As soon as I arrived in the United States in September, second week, we didn't have money. So we start looking for a job. And nobody get an instant job. So you have to seek out some labor job anyway, help out, you know. So we started within 5 days, you know, some help out job. But then one devotee was there somehow. And he met me during lunchtime. And he gave me some prasad. I said, wow. And then he also gave me the Sunday love feast. You know, card. I said, this is good. Otherwise, in America at that time, we didn't have grocery stores, Indian grocery stores. And we have to depend upon pizza and nothing else but pizza. Right? So, somehow we went to the temple at Prasadam, very nice Brooklyn temple, and gradually devotees started coming. Simply this little touch. And of course I was a student of Bhagavad Gita, and at the same time I was looking for some research job in science, they gave me association all the time. So it increased gradually, became a life member, then started offering services, and then I moved and continued for 1979. I gave up my job. I was initiated way back in 77. You know. So like that. The touch is golden touch. Helps anyway. Even though how trivial it may be looking, you know, it's not some extraordinary circumstances, you know. But devotees are devotees. Krishna infuses his influence through devotees. So, even though I was a student of Bhagavad Gita, I was reading one chapter a day regardless. But that was on the pious aspect, not, you know, purifying aspect. So, but still, when Krishna desired so, it got through. There's so many interactions in between, and it keeps on continuing and increasing. And that's easy. It's not difficult. So, thank you very much. See you next year. Hare Krishna.